Today's podcast is sponsored by ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Did you remember that there was like some genie lamp with Sinbad in it that you could just wish and get your hiring filled? No, that's not real. That didn't actually happen. You're misremembering that. There's nothing that can help you until now, because posting your job in one place isn't enough to find the quality candidates. You need ZipRecruiter. If you want to find that perfect hire, you need to be posting your job in all the top job sites. That's what ZipRecruiter can help you do, because you can be posting that job to 200 plus job sites, including social media networks like the Facebook, like the Twitter, all with a single click. And you could be finding the candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch those qualified candidates come rolling in. With ZipRecruiter's easy to use interface, no more juggling emails. Quickly screen those candidates, rate them, and find that right person fast. And find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized business. Right now, our listeners can post jobs to ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/first. That's ZipRecruiter.com/first. One more time to try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/first. I'm Rob Cesternino, and these are the most interesting news stories for the week of April 3rd, 2017, here on News AF. If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Yes, that's right. Here we are, a Monday edition of the News AF. All my guys are busy traveling, and so that we had to figure out a time when everybody was here, but we were able to make it work here, and I'm very excited. Shot out of a cannon from the weekend to talk about News AF, and now here's a man who started his day this morning with a hamburger, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you? Oh, hold on. We don't hear you. We don't hear you, Tyson. Danny did not start his day. He will end his day with a hamburger. Danny, how are you?
Oh, man. I could use a hamburger right now, but even better, I could have used a little bit of Timberland.
Yes.
I feel like he failed us.
That's possible.
Tyson, do you know how to turn a mic on? There's a button right here on the side. It says off and on.
Oh, no. Danny.
Well, I'll talk Tyson all about hamburgers.
He looked distressed during the start of the Google Hangout when we first came on.
What if this is an April 3rd prank?
Oh, is he pranking us?
Yeah, the good pranks take place after the
first. He muted himself. That's I see him saying hello.
Is this a form of protest?
Yes.
Tyson's taking up?
Yeah, he needs to come out and then go back in. Danny, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, but I'm actually pretty hungry. After all the talk about hamburgers, I could sure use a big, juicy patty of meat in my mouth right now.
Yes, yes. What would possess Tyson to start his morning with a hamburger? He tweeted out that he had a hamburger first thing this morning.
It could be that he was confused. He was traveling across multiple time zones. It's hard to really figure out where you are. Mm-hmm. And so...
Yeah, wait, hold on. I think I just heard him.
Speak for himself.
Am I here?
Yes, Tyson. Yes. Oh, my.
Was this
a side effect of the hamburger?
Oh, man. And the overwhelming sense of shame. No, what happened was I unplugged the power supply to my computer, and for some reason, everything, all the sound and everything just shut off in that moment. And I saw the song. I heard the very start of the song, and then I was like, now I can't Timbaland it because there's no sound, because I couldn't hear you guys either at first. Then you guys came in and I just am talking and you can't tell. I said so much great stuff in those moments that I feel like we can never get back.
Yeah. Lost to the world.
Can you give us the highlights?
Well, basically just, deep introspection on me being a guy that eats hamburgers for breakfast now.
Who serves a hamburger for breakfast? Like, how did you actually acquire one?
I was at LAX this morning.
Okay.
At like 6 a.m. And there's this place, and I don't know what the restaurant was called, but I got the char breakfast burger, the breakfast char burger. And it said egg and avocado on it. And I was like, that sounds pretty good. But it also had a hamburger patty on it.
So it was. Oh, okay.
So look at this, though. So it was a hamburger. But because it's breakfast, you add an egg and avocado. So now you're getting even more delicious calories.
Yeah.
And every single bite I took, I died a little bit more inside.
Are you lifting so much? Is that why you had to go extra protein?
Yeah. I mean, everybody knows the more protein you can include in your diet, the better. I don't think there's a CrossFitter out there who will disagree with that statement. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I just was like, you know, getting my protein in for that couple of hours until my alarm goes off and I have to eat more protein again.
Is it fair to say that if you put an egg on something, it automatically becomes a breakfast item? Is that kind of a rule?
Not always, because they put eggs on pizza in Europe and that's not breakfast.
Hmm.
Yeah, but it's delicious.
Yeah.
Egg pizza? That's a thing?
Yeah, it's good.
You sure you're not talking about eggplant?
No. Listen, Rob, they do the same way they do with carbonara.
Yeah.
So what they do is they cook the pizza super hot and then they crack an egg on the top and it cooks into the pizza, but it's still kind of like sunny side up-ish.
Wow.
And delicious. They do. Yeah. So that's a European thing that me and Danny experienced together.
Wow. So yeah, this is like, it doesn't sound that good, but you guys seem like you're both into it. I'm like outnumbered here.
Well, it wasn't just the pizza, Rob. It was me and Tyson, a candlelit restaurant. I mean, the whole atmosphere added to the deliciousness of the pizza.
Yeah. I'm worried about this guy's trip that you guys keep planning. And then we're going to get a pizza and then we're going to, who wants what on the pizza? And you guys are going to say, oh, how about an egg? And
just
I'm going to get outnumbered.
Rob, just try it.
You can avoid the egg. It's right in the middle. And it only happened like once or twice that we got egg on our pizza.
Yeah.
It wasn't like every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
All right. Well, a lot of people.
Besides, you're doing P90.
Yeah, I guess so. I could use the protein.
You need that protein.
A lot of people got egg on their face when they got duped by some April Fool's shenanigans over the weekend. So Saturday was April Fool's Day. Did either of you get got by somebody on April Fool's?
Danny, did you?
No one. I don't hang out with people, and my kids aren't to the age where they're going to prank me. So no.
Yeah.
But more intelligent than me on a regular basis, especially not on April Fool's Day. But I did fly on an airplane a couple days before April Fool's, and there was obviously a very, very high-powered marketing executive sitting next to me who was on the phone the entire time flipping out because they had run an ad that was supposed to be an April Fool's ad, but the ad in the headline said it was an April Fool's ad, which was the ad they were going to run after April Fool's Day. So they ran the wrong ad first that stated that it was actually an April Fool's ad. And I don't know what it was. I was trying to look on his phone as he was like looking to make sure that they had run the wrong ad and then flipping out. And then in his panic, knowing that he wouldn't be able to talk to anybody about it once we took off, he called as many people as he could.
Yeah.
And I don't want people to think less of me, but I fly coach and this guy was flying coach.
With coach or in coach?
In coach.
Okay.
Not inside coach, a person.
Yes.
Not like fly inside of him.
Yeah. Wouldn't think there's room.
Flight. Okay. Wait, are we on this story? You fly coach. You actually said that as if you were making a confession.
I'm just saying that this guy, he couldn't have been that high powered of a marketing executive if he's flying coach next to me, mm-hmm. So I was just
if the team he manages does, if the team he manages do those types of things, then that explains why he probably sits in coach.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, they're going to be pissed. And he kept bouncing back and forth. And I wanted to like open a discussion with him. But then the better part of me was like, do not start a conversation with a stranger on a plane. That is a wormhole.
Don't do it. Yeah, don't do it. Tyson, have you ever pulled an April Fool's joke on somebody?
Okay. This is when I was in seventh grade, I got glasses. And I got them on April Fool's Day. And for like a month and a half, people were calling me a liar for getting prescription glasses because I rolled into school with them on April Fool's Day. And it was kind of annoying because everybody was like, oh, man, I can't believe you're still doing that joke. And I was like, you guys, I really need these glasses.
I'm blind without these.
Yeah.
That's the problem with April Fool's. Is it's hard to take anything serious. If you go to the doctor, he's like, you have a serious illness. Come on, doctor.
Yeah.
Or any other host of possible run-ins with people where you just don't believe them. Like Tyson's blind, and everybody's laughing at his disability. but he needs those glasses.
I like pranks. Like, let's say like you put saran wrap over the toilet and then somebody shits and then ends up sitting in a pile of their own shit. But I don't like a lie.
Have you pulled this stunt off, Tyson?
No, I haven't, but I just like have heard kind of and just imagined it in my head. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't like the one where it's just like, I'm going to tell you a crazy lie that's going to break your heart, or like a lie is not a prank.
Right.
I agree.
I'm not a fan of the April Fool's Day. And there is a lot of stuff that's not really like a joke. It's just sort of like somebody tells you something and then it turns out that it was just they just were
different
making something
truth.
Up. But it's not really something funny. So a lot of stuff went on April Fool's Day. We've pulled out some of the things that made the news. And we talked about a while ago how a lot of people seem to remember there was a Sinbad genie movie called Shazam. Sinbad had vehemently denied that this was in fact the case. And a video surfaced on Saturday of a excerpt from the Shazam movie. Danny, did you get a chance to watch this?
I saw a screenshot was all.
Okay.
That's all I saw.
Yes. I did get to watch this. Tyson, have you seen it?
No, but I can imagine it.
Okay, so basically it's like 4 minutes of the kids in the attic finding the genie lamp, and then it's Sinbad, and you know, people are saying, oh, aha, this is real, but it turns out that this was actually created by Sinbad. The first thing Sinbad has done, Tyson, I believe, since the 90s.
Yeah, since that movie where he, what was that movie? Yeah, I forgot. He's forgettable.
Yeah.
There's a movie where he was like driving a Porsche because he was pretending to be a dentist, but he wasn't a real dentist, and he got the Novocaine all over his hands. So then he had like floppy hands.
Wow.
I remember a lot of details about the film, but I cannot remember the name
of
the
film. You sure that wasn't Shazam?
That could have been Shazam, the movie, actually, now that you. Yeah, that was Shazam. So, yeah. So, I mean, how much do you think Shazam made off of this? And can we call him Shazam now instead of his real name?
Sinbad? I guess you could. Mm-hmm. So that he is saying that, okay, that was a thing that they made and everybody tried to forget it and the studios tried to kill it. Here is the excerpt from it. But is this the best thing that ever happened to Sinbad's career, Danny?
It's the greatest thing. I don't know about this movie. I'm looking at the opening scene right here.
Yeah.
Looks pretty low budget. They got a shoebox for a genie lamp.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they didn't hire Industrial Magic or whoever that is that does the CGI stuff.
Well, they really tried to make it seem like it was a low-budget 90s movie. And I feel like they did a really good job of creating that.
Well, I'll have to watch it in my free time.
Well, it's only about 3 minutes.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's
but,
a long
know, 3 minutes. How busy Danny is.
My time is money, Rob.
That is true. That is true. And so a lot of people are now believing that this is actually proof. I feel like a lot of people didn't like check to see back that this was a hoax. I feel like that a lot of people like just saw this and said, aha, I knew this movie was real. Here it is. I was correct.
It's like a lot of things in life. We don't want to actually do the research to find out that it, you know, it's all a sham. Shazam, a sham.
Shazam is a sham. Do you think that Shaq wishes that Kazam was not really a real movie?
Is that a movie where Shazam is inside Kazam, all the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like how Tyson flies in
inside
coach?
Of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like deep inside of him.
Yeah.
With brain things in his ear.
Ben in the chat says, I'm pretty sure you guys said this was just a publicity stunt by Sinbad last time you covered it, and now it's just coming full circle. Yeah, did Sinbad get this out there in the first place and then created this video to capitalize on the hype storm that he made?
Well, how many theaters will this movie, 3 minute movie, be in? 1,000, 2,000? Will it be screened at Sundance? Yeah. If it I was like all a ploy, what's the end game?
Yeah.
Limited release. Yeah, and then hopefully a nationwide release as it gains momentum. I think it's interesting because Sinbad seemed so angry about the fact that people were remembering this movie he wasn't in. Like his Twitter was like, I'm not going to say it again. This wasn't a movie. And then for him to come and be like, April Fool's, guys, haha, yeah. And you're like, wait, you're playing a joke off of the thing that you were sick of people telling you about.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you guys stop talking about this thing.
But as far as jokes go, this is real dedication. So I admire the hard work and effort he put into a 3-minute movie.
Yeah.
So kudos to him. But I mean, what's he going to get out of this? Well, it's a brief candle. It's going to just,
they're going to make a real Shazam movie.
Yeah. Do you think that's where this ultimately goes?
This is some kind of pitch reel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does this turn into a real Shazam movie?
Yes. And they make it like it would have been made in the 90s, even with like credits and stuff saying 1992 on them. And
yeah. Nostalgia is big. Year. And I think that people, I mean, there's a Power Rangers movie for goodness sake.
Yeah.
Do we get a Shazam remake? Does it star Sinbad?
If he got this movie off the ground, but they pick some new hot young actor.
Here's the thing. So Shazam reboot, The Rock is the genie.
Yeah.
Shazam can be in it. He's sort of like the, you know, maybe he's like just the next door neighbor. Right. He has a cameo. Yeah. You let him be in it. Like Eric Estrada is just in the Chips movie, but he's not like one of the leads.
Yeah.
In it.
Where like everybody that's old enough to remember is like, oh, he was the original.
Right. The original Shazam is in it. The Rock is the genie. This movie makes $200 million.
Oh, without a doubt. And you've already picked the greatest actor you could have.
And The Rock would be a natural genie.
Yeah, he'd be real great.
Yeah.
Shapes his head.
He'd be
muscly.
Great. It'd be a perfect movie. Okay. Some other April Fool's shenanigans that were going on. Danny, did you fall for the one on Pornhub?
Oh, whoa, no.
Danny's too smart for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what Pornhub did was that they had like a thing that when you were on it, it like had a window that popped up that said that you just shared what you were looking at on Facebook.
That's a hilarious joke. But I think that as a Pornhub consumer, like in their eyes, that's probably almost unforgivable where you're like, I don't know if I can watch porn here anymore.
Right. I don't need Pornhub to be a like a prankster.
Yeah.
Like it's not Prank Hub.
But imagine how all the people that signed up for Ashley Madison accounts. That's the same feeling that these people were having.
That was the real version of that.
The sweat pits that this generated.
Yeah, people like smashing their laptops and stuff like that.
The Duggars.
No!
The Duggars were like, no, this is the second time.
Yeah, people are freaking out about that. Also, another prank was that there was some rumors about an all stuff Oreos.
Oh, yeah, gross, but that's pretty funny because that's the direction it's gone. It's like I would do I like the thins, but so many people love that Crisco filling, you know?
Yeah. So,
you know, people always talk about the return of Jesus. Let's just hope he doesn't do it on April 1st because he's just not going to get
or
the best reception.
Let's hope it's an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
Let's just hope that was an April Fool's joke, that whole story.
Well, no, I mean, seriously, if he was to like come out of the sky and everything's bursting into flames, but it's April 1st, people are going to be like, we've seen this. What is this? Google? Is this Facebook?
Yeah. Michael Bay.
Michael Bay's.
How's this for a movie? Like there's some sort of like emergency where maybe it's like an alien invasion or something. And it happens on April 1st. And then the guy who's like in the government, he's like running around like, you have to look at this. There's been an invasion. Look what we just saw. Like, okay, we got it. April Fool's.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you think about it, we are classic prone to invasion.
Right.
April 1st. Like if you're an alien and you're considering invasion, you're like, okay, what day? April 1st. They won't even do anything.
Right. It's the classic boy who cried wolf, dude.
Yeah, that's why there's too many April Fool's jokes.
It's getting out of hand. We need to stop it so that we can identify the real threats when they happen.
When they're here.
Too many. Too many April Fool's jokes. We need to shut it down. Or at least move it to a different day.
Like every year it's different so that no alien can settle on just one date.
Right. So nobody can like plan an attack that day or anything like that. I think that this is a good idea. All right.
Well, how soon in advance do you notify everyone of the Fool's Day?
48 hours.
Yes. I like that. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it bounces. It could still be in April, but you don't know necessarily which day it's going to be.
I feel like, though, that a lot of people are still going to celebrate April 1st, even if we do change it to a 48-hour heads up.
Okay, how about this? Do we need a safe word for April Fool's Day?
Yeah. And what should the safe word be?
Danny?
That's a good safe word. A little too common, though.
Yes.
What, Danny?
Yeah. Do you want to just use your real safe word so then we can all just be on the same page?
Yeah, my safe word is stop that hurts.
Stop that hurts? Yeah. Really three words.
Okay.
I can't think of any. Maybe I'll come up with one near the end of the show, but just off the top of my head, it's not there. Plus, a safe word really has to be considered. We can't just think of it like that.
Throw one around willy-nilly.
Okay. So the government should issue out what day of April April Fool's Day is, so people can prepare, and then also what the safe word is.
And then a strict line enforcing the usage of the safe word, where if you do use the safe word, you cannot then be violated by another April Fool's prank by that person.
Right. Like when you're like these media outlets and you're reporting things like aliens have entered the atmosphere, hashtag waffles.
Stop that
then
hurts.
Then everybody knows. Oh. Yes. Hashtag stop that hurts. Then everybody knows, okay, this is for real.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you use the hashtag, the safe hashtag, and you go to like, it's like the death penalty.
You know what? I like that. Just even if we don't do the different dates, we should still use the hashtag safe word just in case a guy, you know, tweets out, I'm on fire, and nobody comes to his aid. I think that the hashtag should be used right away, even if we can decide to switch dates.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and then on top of this, Rob, is the ultimate prankster. Like maybe like the WikiLeaks guys, are they going to violate the safe word to ultimately prank other people into receiving the death penalty?
Oh, so like they're going to hack people's social media and then tweet out hoaxes on April 1st and use the safe word to frame other people?
Yes.
We need two-step verification, I think.
Two-step verification?
Yeah, we need a second safe word.
Oh.
Yeah.
So a lot of safe words.
Stop that, you're hurting me. And then what's the other one?
Scoutmaster.
Yeah.
Scoutmaster.
So you need both of them. I think we need the two-step verification process. All right. Let's take a story that was sent into us by Kelly Harms, who sent us that competitive hobby horse is a sport that exists in Finland with 10,000 participants competing. Tyson, do you know anything about competitive hobby horse?
I've never heard of competitive hobby horse. I've heard of model horse shows where people who paint their own plastic models of horses show up and display them. But this is like the air guitar for equestrian enthusiasts who can't afford a horse.
Right. Okay, a couple things I want to point out. First of all, I didn't know there was a place called the Horse Network.
Yes, that's where this article is from.
Discovery. That's where it comes from. Then it's underneath the horse play section of the Horse Network.
Yeah.
There's a lot of horsing around going on this website.
I get all of my news actually from the Horse Network. It's one of the only accredited news sources that I trust.
Horse Network, CNN, but always Horse Network first.
Yeah, I check Horse Network, and then if there's something that's a little unbelievable, I'll reach out to other networks to see if the story is the same.
Is this a joke? Because I'm reading a line in this article that says, turns out all you need is a stick and a dream. Welcome to the world of competitive hobby horsing. I'm going to dive a little bit deeper into this.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a Wall Street Journal article. Let's see what day it was written. Oh, March 28th.
April
1st.
It's safe.
No.
This is a safe article.
No. News AF intern Lita does not fall for April Fool's shenanigans.
Okay.
What about the marketing guy, though? What if the marketing guy sitting next to me?
Oh, this was the article?
This was the article that he had posted. And then there's a follow-up article that says, surprise, April Fool's, I got you all. Hashtag stop that hurts.
Yes.
Guys, this is amazing. I suggest you scroll down and view some of these gifts.
I'm watching.
Yeah. This is a sport I think we could all get into.
Yeah.
There's hurdling with that stick between your legs. We're already kind of used to that. And then there's prancing. They got a prancing event.
Okay.
gosh, it might be, maybe we should take the News AF trip to Sweden and participate in
this. Yeah, just to describe this, if you don't know what hobby horses are. So it's like a broomstick, but with a like stuffed horse's head. Not a real one, I don't think. I don't think there's any taxidermy involved, but it's like a plush horse's head on a stick. So then you can sort of like run around and pretend you're riding a horse.
Yes. It says, here's the description of a competition that took last week, and they call it the Alphens Cup. At the Alphens Cup last weekend in Turku, Finland's sixth biggest city, Miss Filippa competed in jumping events on Charmy, which she describes as a Danish warm-blooded stallion.
Oh.
She rode Jadwa, her caramel-colored Arabian mare, for the dressage event, known in equestrian circles as Kerr, or freestyle.
S-Kerr.
Yeah, so this is some pretty serious stuff.
Yeah. Tyson, how do you feel like that you would be with this?
I feel like I could thrive, but there'd be part of me who I think I could fully embrace it and win.
Okay. Forget serving alcohol at Target. They probably should serve alcohol at these events. Although all these people appear to be pretty young, but I don't know what the laws are in Finland.
What's the prize money?
Oh, does any amount of money cover the damage to your own pride by participating in this event?
Probably, yes.
Yeah.
What amount would you have to be paid, Tyson?
To show up and participate or to win or what?
I mean, yeah, to show up it and does seem like that it is a testicular injury waiting to happen when you are sort of like holding that broomstick and then jumping these hurdles.
That's why you don't see any men in this competition.
Yeah. Huh. Well, what if you wore bike shorts?
I think that would be worse.
Well, it'll help gather the goods into one confined area, but then you're more susceptible to damage in that one area.
Yeah. Now, it does seem like that it could be the subject of a killer documentary, Tyson. Would you watch a documentary on hobby horsing?
Yeah, they had a documentary on air guitar that we talked about a while ago, and this is kind of reminiscent of that.
I was watching a documentary the other night on Netflix, Tyson, about the the gorgeous ladies of wrestling.
And are they really gorgeous?
No, well, it was a women's wrestling league from the 80s.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, did you guys ever hear of this, GLOW?
No.
Used to watch it when I was a kid. It was really crazy. I was very excited to see a documentary on that subject because I used to watch it.
Did you watch it because you were hoping their clothes would get torn off, or what was your incentive?
No, I mean, it was on like 11 o'clock in the morning. It was not like it was a going to be. I mean, some of the more like kind of racy costumes, but it wasn't like marketed as like anything pornographic. It was on like on Saturday mornings. Okay. Let's talk about a sad story this week. Crayola announced that they are removing one of their classic colors. They will be retiring Dandelion Yellow from the 24 pack and will be adding a replacement color. You know, we talked about this with the Monopoly tokens where they decided, we're getting rid of the shoe and the thimble, and now we're putting new things in there. What was wrong with the Dandelion Yellow, Danny?
Honestly, I don't think there was anything wrong with it. It's just an attention-grabbing stunt. Maybe they want to shake things up in that 24-pack, but it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. So it's gone, Tyson. No more Dandelion Yellow.
Do you think if we run out and buy packages of Crayola right now, we can still get our hands on some Dandelion Yellows?
Yeah, you think they'll be like hot contraband?
Yeah, maybe put them away, you know, as a good investment.
Yeah,
like Mayweather does with his cars.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Dandelion Yellow is gone now, and a new color is going to be added to the box. We have not yet heard what that new color might be, Danny.
News AF Brown.
it's going to be a blue. It's going to be in the blue family.
Yeah.
And can't people vote on the name?
I don't know. Are they asking for a vote? I mean, it seems like they're open
Bluey
to the public. Yeah. Is that where this is going?
How about asphyxiation?
Blue McBlue in the face?
Yeah.
Or blew yourself early?
Yeah.
Arrested Development joke, by the way.
Right. I mean, how much blue do you need in the box of crayons?
Isn't blue the saddest color of all?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just remove blue.
Uh-huh. Well, the other thing too is blue was the hot color, the hot go-to color like 10 years ago, dude. Green became the new blue, and I think green is
the new blue.
You know, you are always saying these things like slots are in, green's the new blue. Where are you coming up with these facts?
Okay, I'll tell you where I came up with this fact.
Okay.
When I was racing professional bicycles, 80% of the teams were mostly blue uniforms. And slowly but surely, the shift has turned to green. But I guess a lot of teams are coming back to blue again now. So maybe blue's coming back in after a stint of green being more popular.
I think blue's better. Look how much blue I'm wearing. I blew myself early. This is insane.
Yeah. How many times a day do you blue yourself?
I usually do it throughout the entire day. I usually I'm bluing myself in some way or another. Shoes, shirt, hats, all of them have some of my blue on it.
Yeah, I'm good with blue. What do you think about the color for Crayola? What about Blues AF?
Oh,
excellent. That's good.
Yeah. Excellent.
I was going to say Shoe Goo Blue, but just because it rhymed, it had nothing to do with the show.
What color would Blues AF be? Like what shade of blue?
Like a grayish blue.
Grayish
blue. I
see it
more of a sky blue. Or powder blue. You know, like
I don't know what they already have in the box. I think that like I'd like to see in that 24 pack what are the other colors.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have like a picture of it of what you're getting in there.
Blues AF would be really good because that's also like AF it means actual factual, but I guess millennials use it for something else.
Mm-hmm.
And
interesting.
So Blues AF could really drive home the point that it's really blue.
Yeah. See, I don't know if there is a light blue in that 24 pack. I'm looking at it now. And, you know, in fairness, I do think that the dandelion yellow looks like it's kind of like a pretty muddy yellow one to have. So I don't know if anybody's going to necessarily miss it. But it looks like there is no light blue. I feel like we need that.
So maybe that's what they're going for. Maybe we should all be executives at Crayola.
Yes. Oh, is this an April Fool's joke that they were taking this color away?
Could be.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Okay. Look this up.
All right. Here's a story from HuffPo that a lot of people wanted us to talk about. So there is a woman who was an Uber driver, and she picked up another woman in the Uber and dropped that person off at her boyfriend's house.
We've said this before.
Yes.
You don't use Uber for your affairs.
Right.
Right?
There's a paper trail. You should call a taxi if you're going to cheat.
Yeah.
Or you take a horse-drawn cart.
Or a hobby horse.
Or a hover scooter. Or a hoverboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of things you can do that don't involve leaving a paper trail. And it's like, yeah.
Meet in a public bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Or a private bathroom.
Both are acceptable.
Right.
Or an underpass, overpass, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A dark tunnel. A group of trees.
Yeah.
These are all acceptable solutions to the Uber problem.
Now, in the past, when these stories come up, you know, we're always somewhat skeptical. Tyson, are there any alarm bells ringing for you? That does this woman need to use the that stop that hurts hashtag?
I mean, I would if I were her, but I can fathom it being true.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely outrageous, but I would like it to be true.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty funny.
It does seem as though she has gone back to her regular life of tweeting. And interestingly enough, I'm just reading down her timeline, and it's funny because I see her with an interaction with a former podcast guest of mine. That
who?
Primetime Alex Stein. Do you remember this guy?
Was he the guy that was on Jeopardy?
No, he was on. No, that's a different guy. This guy was on The Glass House, and he was the first person kicked off. And
he ate the cigarette.
Yeah, he ate the cigarette. Yeah, I'm just scrolling through her Twitter feed, and Alex Stein tweeted to this woman, "What did the side chick look like?" And she retweeted and responded, "You with a wig."
Boom.
So she really came and snatched his wig.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy that Alex Stein would respond to her.
Yeah, just reaching out there. And that and
just reaching out.
He, of all people, is who she decided to respond to.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know. I'm buying this now. It seems like that, that you know, she has like tweeted like 100 times since she posted this story.
Yeah. Wow. That's yeah. I mean, I guess it could be one of those fake things because it is like we could have Danny probably claim something on Twitter right now that would be ridiculous. And all of a sudden it would make mainstream news.
Mm-hmm.
Danny, what can we come up with? What type of fantastic set of coincidences can we come up with?
But nobody would buy it because Danny doesn't tweet enough. People would say, oh, yeah, this is a fake enough account.
Yeah, all of a sudden this tweet comes out of nowhere. That's just a red flag.
Yeah.
No, that won't work.
Nobody would believe that was real, Tyson.
It has to be me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has to be you.
But I'm already known as kind of a jokester.
Yeah.
Has to be Rob.
It has to be Rob.
Yep. Okay, well, what do I have to do?
The only one with the gravitas.
Like, do I have to be like podcasting and then discover that my wife was unfaithful, like on the air, and then that'll sort of like make like mainstream news?
Why don't we come up with a story where you fell asleep on an airplane and you woke up and a famous person had his hand on your inner thigh? Let's just find a name to insert in that story.
Now, is this person also traveling in coach?
No, yeah. Well, you don't travel first class, Rob?
No.
Yeah, Rob.
Oh, dear.
You barely even go anywhere.
Let's, but there's no fantastic set of coincidences there that make the story totally awesome. That's what you need.
Yeah, I don't want to fake a sexual assault. Yeah, assault. No,
but nothing happened. He was resting his hand.
But if nothing happened, what am I saying?
Well, it's just the person you was, and then you brought it up, and maybe he didn't talk to you. He only spoke in like a cat or something weird. You know, he only said meow.
No,
that's not going to fly.
Too convoluted. I mean, I'm out of ideas. Go fish in a different pond because I've got nothing.
What am I going for? Like blackmail here? Am I trying to
get
hush money?
You just
want to
get viral. You just want to go viral.
Well, first thing you have to do is get on
it. It's not even that crazy.
What?
I can't. That's as crazy as I can think of. I live a very secluded life. I can't come up with some crazy Hollywood story.
So what am I saying? That I was on a plane with Tom Hanks and then I fell asleep and his hand was in my lap. And then I'm going public with this story.
Yeah. Tom Hanks, you picked the perfect guy to have an interaction with.
Nobody will believe me. They'll believe Hanks.
That's true. Hanks could murder someone in broad daylight.
Yeah.
And no one would think he did it.
Yeah. No, but Hanks is also the guy who takes selfies of himself when they're with drunk people's phones.
That's true. So he does kind of have this weird in your space when you don't want him in your space type of a vibe.
Yeah. But I think it's got to be something more outrageously coincidental. Right. It has to be a weird coincidence. That's the thing that makes this story good. And it's also what makes the, you know, that's what I'm saying. So we got to figure that out.
Yeah.
It's similar to the Burger King thing.
Right.
Where it got they seem to be more prone to cheating. These
yeah. People like a story where somebody gets their comeuppance, where a cheater is discovered through unconventional means.
Yeah. We don't want that.
Right. So
let's choose someone that's a mortal enemy of ours.
Yes. And then what are we doing? We're saying that they're cheating on their spouse.
Yep. And that will be an April Fool's joke.
And how did they discover they were cheating?
We're just going to announce it on Twitter.
And why is this going to go viral? You're just going to out somebody that's cheating?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the type of April Fool's jokes that I hate so much, but people think are so hilarious.
Well, now I can't just stop outing public people for cheating?
Well, just lying. But it's like, this is such a stupid lie.
Is somebody doing that April Fool's joke on Twitter of Tom Hanks is cheating on his wife and that's just a tweet?
They could. I mean, breaking. Why wouldn't they? Yeah.
Rita Wilson, been had.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I just saw Tom Hanks' wife cheating with another guy.
Oh, his wife was cheating on him? I thought he was the...
While he was cheating on her.
Hashtag Hanksy Panksy.
Did you just leave a trail of destruction in your wake as you move through life?
Hashtag stop hurting me.
Yeah, hashtag please stop hurting me. That's the quintessential, like, I can't think of a more stupid April Fool's Day joke that would totally happen. Somebody mm-hmm. just be like, I just lied about a whole thing and got somebody in trouble and made people scared, and now April Fool's is over.
How about this, Rob? How about a story where a guy hears a knock at the door? He goes, it's a pizza from Domino's. He says, didn't order the pizza. And then the guy's looking at it, trying to figure out what happened. And there were special instructions that said, don't knock on the door. I'm downstairs having an affair. Leave it on the stairs.
Right.
And I'll come up again. Just text me when you're here. Don't knock on the door. I'm downstairs with another dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's something good. That's like that. That's the right kind of idea. Like if we had there it in the go, summer Danny. Where we were doing all these Pokemon stories where it's like a guy was playing Pokemon and then he was like chasing a Pokemon into this guy's backyard and he was having sex with his wife, the guy who was playing Pokemon's wife. And then that's how he discovered it by playing Pokemon. Like you need like some sort of a hook into the story where then they go and see their spouse having sex with somebody else.
You know what's insulting? I just spent 10 minutes trying to figure out that Domino's one, and you came up with the Pokemon one on the spot. Don't turn to me when you need ideas on how to catch cheating spouses and make outrageous stories about it.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to figure out like any sort of these like technology stories, like that you know they're building this robot, and then the robot like went rogue, and then it went to the scientist's wife was having an affair with somebody in the next lab. You know,
so you just pick like a hot topic that gets a lot of publicity anyway. Fast food is perfect. The
like
pizza
the
always
Uber
gets a fast
story, food. Yeah. That was part of it. Like if this was like a taxi driver picked up a woman,
it wouldn't have mattered.
It wouldn't have mattered. But if this was an Uber story, so you have like sort of like a hot company in the news, and then add that to somebody getting caught cheating. That's your viral story.
That's true. Very good, Rob. Okay. So you think like the Domino's pizza delivery boy shows up and
you need a modern wrinkle on it. Like it's got to be like somebody ordered a pizza with the shoe button.
With the app.
With the
shoe button. They ordered a pizza with the shoe button.
Because they were cheating on their spouse and they were knocking.
A guy participating in the orgy downstairs had the shoes on.
Right.
But then when the pizza man came to the door, the husband was upstairs, unbeknownst to him, there was a 60-person gangbang going on.
Right, they weren't even trying to order a pizza. Somebody just in the heat of the action grabbed the sole of the shoe.
Right. Rammed his balls up against it or something.
Right, or they were like threw the shoe off and it hit the wall and then ordered a pizza. Yeah. To that location
and alerted the husband who
or
was
how
unaware
about this?
Upstairs.
Something with Alexa.
Oh, that's good too. Right.
Where it like records the whole thing, and then the guy comes home and is like, "Can I listen to my messages?" And it's like Gangbang City on there.
Mm-hmm. Alexa, come over here. Take off all your clothes.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the girl's name is Alexa, and then he's like calling out her name, and then other things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or see? Alexa could be like a Russian man. I think you could also that might also work.
Mm. Okay. Or maybe, what if it's a guy named Alex A?
And she's calling out Alex A.
Because there's two Alexes there. There's two Alexes there.
It's a three-way, right? There's an Alex and an Alex A.
You know who the real victim is in this story is poor Alexa.
Yeah.
Sitting there having to watch these things take place all around her.
Well, I don't think she has eyes. I think she's just listening.
Yeah, she's just listening. Yeah.
Guys, I'm talking. We don't know how machines feel when people are having pizza orgies with their pizza ordering boots on.
That's true.
Okay.
So, as we can get somebody to write these headlines down and present them in a professional way that they go viral, that'd be great.
We could really help some companies out. Okay. Then, in Footy McFootface news, Timothy Nolan sent us this story about the San Diego Footy McFootface soccer team now has a logo. Did you get a chance to look at the Footy McFootface logo?
I did. That thing looks sweet.
Yeah.
I think I just found the new American flag.
Yeah, the footy McFootface. Does it need to be Flaggy McFlagface?
Yeah, I just know. Just we need that. Maybe say America, McAmeriface. A lot of red and blue, but that's pretty rad.
Yeah.
No. So you think Bald Eagle's out? Footy McFootfaces are in.
It's not bad. Footy McFootface has some pretty swole arms. Is that necessary for a soccer team, Danny?
Yeah, I think those are pretty average arms for those of us who lift, Rob.
Yeah, so. but there's not a lot of arm and hand work in the soccer game. Well, like, why is the foot so jacked?
There's a lot of hand work after the game, though.
Yeah.
The man from the match, he knows about the,
yeah, he does.
The strong arms. Yeah,
another person who got caught with some infidelity.
Putting a foot face would never be caught with another foot.
No.
You know? It's going to be a good mascot.
No. Okay. And then one other story. Emily Reed sends us the story about a local council in Britain has asked the public from Facebook names for their floating bridge. Is a lot of people pushing for Floaty McFloatface.
Do we need to make this a segment of News AF?
What would we call it? Segment McSegmenty Face.
You couldn't even get that out with a straight face.
Yeah.
Those are the best jokes you think of them in your head.
It's gold.
And you're like, stay cool. Stay cool. Try to deliver this without cracking up.
I have no chill. Right. Floaty McFloatface. And it's just like 100%. Everybody just knows what to do as soon as they announce.
Maybe in the future, that'll become just the way we talk. Like, it'll be incorporated into speech. It'll be future language, kind of like what's that weird language that where people remove one part and put it to the front?
Oh, Pig Latin.
Pig Latin.
Yeah, it'll be
or
like,
it could be like Snoop Dogg's Fishizzle language.
Yeah, it'll be Mick. I can't even think of it.
Danny McDanny face.
No, the language.
Okay.
So I, you know, these stories are getting out of hand.
Yes.
At what point have we reached peak McPeak face?
Yeah. When a company like comes out with something, here's what has to happen. So the man needs to get in on it. So it's like when your parents join Facebook, it's like there needs to be like some sort of a company comes out with like Microsoft comes out with like our new operating system is called Windows McWindows face.
Yeah.
And then everybody, the kid's like, no, we're out. Party's like over.
If during the presidential campaign, Hillary would have been like, and I call my campaigning McCampaign face.
Right. That was how we knew the mannequin challenge was over. Like Hillary did it like right at the like the day of the election with like John Bon Jovi on like an airplane. It was like, oh, that's over.
I just wonder if the floaty McFloat face type of thing is just killing creativity. If it's like a weed, you know, nobody can come up with a creative name because that's what's on the tip of everybody's tongue.
Yeah. Everybody just loves it so much.
Yeah. I think that it's just going to wear itself out. Like when it hits that point, then we'll be like there'll be some sort of big campaign. Yeah. Where
it'll flare out like Sinbad will. there'll probably be a direct correlation between the two.
Yeah. That's what they'll call Shazammy McShazam face. That's what they'll call the remake.
It's in the toilet.
Yeah. All right. Danny, anything in the bolt hole?
I've got two stories here. I'm just going to pick one of these. One involves a high-tech Harmony 2.0 sex doll with 18 personalities and can answer your questions and even remember your favorite meal.
Go on.
Okay. Well, it looks like you guys have just jumped right on to this first story. So there's a new doll coming out, advanced tech. And it can remember your favorite meal, but can it order or make your favorite
meal? Why does it need to know that information?
That's what I'm saying. What good is knowing what my favorite meal is? Like
is it a robot or it's just sort of like a lifeless thing that just can talk?
No, you've just had relationships with Harmony, right? And you're doing that post-coital cuddling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she just blurts out, "You like hamburgers in the morning, Tyson?" I mean, what did
hamburger
she
stop hurting breakfast. Me, Tyson? Yeah. Do I need to go into incognito mode, Danny, to look this up?
No, okay. You don't have to. But But I mean, I can't, don't do like an image search. I don't know what that'll lead you to. So Harmony 2.0 can talk in a Scottish accent, which I guess can be exotic.
Danny, you can talk in a Scottish accent. Let's hear what it would sound like.
wait, let me finish this, Tyson. 18 different personality traits, including shy and sexual.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it would be cool if you got a pair of pizza boots on this thing. And so it knew you liked pizza. And then afterwards, it knew enough to at least reach over and push the pizza button. But I mean, a lot of that's not going to do you any good. Okay. Do you really want to have sex with someone who talks in a Scottish accent and is continually talking about your favorite food?
So let's say you're in the act with the doll, and the doll leans over and whispers in your ear, Mountain Dew.
Yeah,
right at climax. Here,
there's some video here. Do you want me to play it? Do you want to hear what this sounds like?
Yeah, it's gonna not sound great.
Okay.
How do you feel about sex?
Sex is one of the most fascinating things in the world. I don't think there is anything wrong with it.
Okay.
Is that the sex doll?
Yeah, the sex doll I was talking, but the mouth is not really lining up to what she's saying either.
That was terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't think you want your doll talking if you're the kind of person who owns a doll. Or maybe you're so lonely that even a scary doll is better than just the continuous.
Yeah, that was
silence.
Like a creepy response to that question of what do you think about sex and about how sex is the most fascinating thing in the world. Not really.
No.
Are these dolls a sign of human regression or progression?
I think we're going the wrong way.
That is a great question, Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe the next one of these cheating stories needs to be like, the cheating spouse has like this like separate location with the what's the name of the robot? Harmony 2.0. And then Harmony 2.0 has like some sort of like a Bluetooth where it like contacts the wife and tells her the story.
Yeah, he's rented like a storage shed where he keeps her. Yeah. That just sounds horrible. Poor doll.
Not good. You want to hear her answer another question?
What's that old show with Vicky the robot? Small Wonder, yeah.
Yeah. To be fair, that was a kid. That was a little girl robot. That was
Billy Corgan as the star.
Yes, and there was no impropriety going on there.
Zero.
Yeah.
How do you feel about sex?
Who's interviewing this doll?
There's anything wrong with it.
Oh, it sounds like that actor.
And don't you think they program the robot to like doth protest too much? Like how do you feel about sex? Like, it's so fascinating. There's nothing wrong with this.
Yeah. That's exactly what you
want. It's very healthy for you to want to do this to me.
This was a good investment of to $60,000. This is very lifelike.
You don't need real people for anything anymore.
Yeah.
Would you like me to order your hamburger?
Yes.
For breakfast?
For breakfast?
Tyson, it's 6 a.m. Would you like me to order you a hamburger?
Okay. Danny, what else is in the bolt hole?
A short story. Now, we know that thieves, some thieves like the Ocean 11 thieves, they don't exist. That's why they're only in movies. Most thieves don't have, that cunning that's required to pull off a major heist. And these guys definitely did not. And what the police are describing as a bizarre arrest, looks like some hoodlums stole an SUV, and then they used the stolen car to drive to the courthouse to pick up an ankle monitor from a previous case. The police were able to track them down using something called a LoJack signal, and they found out these guys had stolen a car to drive to the courthouse in order to get an ankle monitor for a crime they'd already committed.
You wouldn't think that they'd be at the courthouse. I'll give them that.
It's like, this is also kind of a, remember we had a string of like stealing an ambulance? No, they called an ambulance to get a ride. And then we had a story about a woman who stole an ambulance to get a ride. I would put this kind of in that same category where you're just not making great life decisions, but you really need a ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, I need a ride. How can I do this in the least effective, most criminal way possible?
Right. Most criminal way, yeah. The one that will adversely affect my life for the longest amount of time going forward.
Now, it's possible that one of these boys, maybe their mom is an Uber driver. So he knew he couldn't call an Uber because his mom might pick him up and say, where are you going? And
right,
then he has to the courthouse, therefore indicating that he had previously been arrested. And so maybe he was just trying to bypass that.
Yeah. And once she gets on like the CB Uber radio, she could like be sort of narking. All the other Uber drivers know his mom.
Yeah.
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 That's how it works.
Look, the system is working. That's why they need to keep making people pick up the ankle bracelets at the courthouse.
So you think it was some kind of entrapment, dragnet type of a thing?
Yeah.
Where they knew they would commit, like, hey, we know you don't have a car. Let's see how he gets here. He's too lazy to ride a bike. His options are limited, but he needs his ankle bracelet. This will be a good joke.
Yes.
So you think it's an April Fool's thing now?
March 31st. So.
Ooh, pretty close.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Do you think you could show up at the courthouse with a stolen car and just be like, April Fool's?
No.
No.
No way.
It's not going to work.
No way.
Maybe.
The cops have no sense of humor.
Right. All right. So. What's the hashtag for today? We talked about so many different things.
Stop hurting me. Stop your hurting. Hashtag stop hurting me.
Hashtag stop hurting me.
That's probably a real hashtag used by something serious.
Okay. I don't know. Not a great hashtag for that.
Shazammy face.
I shazammed my pants.
Shazam my pants.
We didn't even talk about shazamming our pants.
I just came to me like a moment of inspiration.
Like a dream.
I think stop hurting me is, I don't know if anybody's using the Tyson safe word on Twitter for anything, for any sort of, people are using it, but like, it seems like a lot of people using it to try to like, in very, like they're saying like somebody has like cheated on them, hashtag stop hurting me.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Tyson, you have any reviews? Wendy also suggests Blues AF also.
Blues AF.
Okay. Now, for the record, that you, once somebody has been hurting you, you could end up with Blues AF.
Yeah.
To lead you back there.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Tyson, what's the review? These reviews come to us every week at newsaf.news on iTunes.
Okay. Here we go. Title. Newsy McNewsface, five stars, by A2 Brute.
Whoa.
Sometimes I question how seriously Tyson and Rob take their jobs. They often seem flippant about the role of journalism in our society. The stakes could not be higher with the proliferation of fake news.
Yeah.
The other guy, however, is Ted Koppel-level professional at all times. In fact, his voice reminds... Oh, don't... Danny, don't celebrate too early here. In fact, his voice reminds me of Ted Koppel's, if Ted Koppel was speaking English as a second language. But they gave us five stars, so it's like,
We have a breaking review here on Twitter. I don't know if this counts. PA underscore Trickmeister just tweeted out, News AF review. Couldn't go a week without the wisdom dads of news. Keep it up, guys. By the way, I think Fat Danny is a Sinbad situation.
Did Fat Danny exist?
Yeah, everybody thinks that there's a Fat Danny. They've created that image in their head, but it didn't exist.
Hey, I like to think wizard dads, dad wizards.
Wisdom dads. Now, did you used to be really heavy, Danny? Is that just people have this false memory?
Never been
that
fat.
You were really heavy and then lost the weight? Is that what happened?
No, there is no false memory. I have pictures to prove it. I maybe was super ripped, like bulky, you know.
Could that be it, Tyson?
That could be. Maybe people are confusing fat with swole.
Oh, yeah. He has definitely been swole, dude. He used to eat so much creatine.
What, and eggs on pizza? Is that how you guys started that?
Yeah, lots of eggs on pizza.
Eggs on everything.
Yeah. Danny, what's going on with the footage hunt to get the what's the name of the show?
100 Miles from Nowhere.
100 Miles from Nowhere.
I'm gonna put it together. All right, it's coming.
Somebody, I saw a comment somewhere that somebody had said that they saw those videos. Is this like a Sinbad Shazam type thing? Do they not really exist, but people think they saw them?
No, this is very real. This is real.
Almost too real.
Yes. Let me ask you guys something. This was a suggestion that was given to me recently. Okay. The idea of taking phone calls on a news AF. Do you want to take phone calls from people at the end of the show?
That's tricky because if the audio is not good, that's really hard for us.
We used to do it on Blab, but I wanted to put a shot clock on it
where they have 2 minutes and then we hang up on them.
Yeah, it really is the connection issue, I think.
Yeah, but what if they're like, Baba Booey, so-and-so's penis,
Well, we'd
Baba
only give
Booey.
The number out to the Facebook group, so we wouldn't just like any, like, they'd have to at least like the show enough to be able to.
Okay.
Okay, Baba Booey, penis, Tyson, that wouldn't bother me.
Yeah, who cares? Said that. Who cares?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the audio thing is the only annoying thing.
All right, so maybe let's give it a shot next week. We'll do like a story less, and then we'll see what people have to say.
And let's see if they can. They got to have headphones and a mic.
Sure. But that's not as important because we're not going to have them on video. So we're just going to I'm going to set up. I'll have like a phone number. They just have to call us on their phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we'll just be able, we won't be able to see them. We'll only be able to hear them.
Okay.
Okay.
Remember not to give us fake news, guys.
Yes. Okay. So next week we'll try that. Take a couple of people
real
quick.
Don't call us from your girlfriend's house.
Well, that would be another great story of like they called in a podcast.
Your wife's a listener and you call us from your girlfriend's house. We already know how that's going to end.
And we're like, where are you? Oh, I'm at my girlfriend's house currently cheating on my wife right now.
Yeah.
She's so stupid. She doesn't know anything. But she loves your show. Keep it up, guys.
Keep it up.
How about an iTunes review where somebody is talking about how like, oh, I was, listening to this podcast on the way to be cheating on my wife. Mm-hmm. And these guys were cracking me up. And then the wife is also a listener. She went on. Tyson reads that review. And then that's how he gets busted.
Oh my goodness. There's so many ways. It's almost not worth it these days.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You got to cover your tracks. All right. great stuff, of course. You can follow Tyson on Twitter at Tyson Apostle. Danny Bryson is on Twitter at Danny Bryson. Are we back on Tuesday next week or Danny, are you still traveling?
I'll keep you guys updated.
Okay, we'll keep you guys posted. All right. Watch the social media for any updates on that. Thanks so much to our News AF intern, Lita, who worked overtime to get the stories ready for a Monday. And of course, thanks to Scott St. Pierre for getting the News AF podcast all together. You should subscribe to News AF and leave us your iTunes reviews at newsaf.news. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.